Hey there, welcome to this episode of What's the Truth with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. Today I want to talk about lie number 8, time heals. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Time heals all wounds. Okay, that's a lie. I kind of felt like I was just reading the results off of a Mari Povich show. Okay, well, I digress from that. But here's the truth about this lie. It keeps us walking through the pain, and it's kind of like we're waiting for time to pass because we think that if time passes, then the pain will no longer exist. So time softens the intensity and the frequency, but it doesn't take away the pain, the memories, or the experience themselves. Feelings and emotions don't just go away. They transform into something better or bigger. That's the key. And so let me just say that one more time. Feelings and emotions don't just go away. They transform into something better. And that would look like renewing our mind, forgiveness, walking through the pain, not walking around it. Or they transform into something bigger. And that means that you have more anger, because anger is only going to breed anger. A seed can only produce after its own fruit. And so whatever emotion that you feel, happiness, joy, anger, bitterness, whatever it is, it will only reproduce more of that. More shame, shame produces more shame. Guilt produces guilt. Shame is not going to produce joy, since a seed can only reproduce after its own kind. And so the only time that this statement is true is if we are actively pursuing the truth, which means walking out the emotion, the pain, anything that we've experienced, and not just walking around it. And that's what's so important to understand, is that time heals only if we are pursuing truth, walking out the emotion, and not walking around it. It doesn't mean that what has happened is right or wrong. It doesn't mean that you have to completely just deny anything ever happened. I think that we often think that forgiveness is denial, and it's not. And so we have to understand that time does heal, but if we're not pursuing, it only softens the intensity and the frequency until at a later date, when something triggers us, that bigger emotion triggers us. And so I'm going to walk us through 5 things to kind of help you process through some healing and some maybe thoughts and emotions that you have right now or today. Our goal is to create space between you and the emotion, because when we're heightened, it's really easy to respond and react out of emotion. All of us have done it. I'm completely guilty of it, of my blood will start to boil. I feel my body getting hot and I have a response. And I want to react and I want to say everything that comes to my mind. But we know that everything that comes to our mind is not the truth. And we know that typically we're just responding out of our flesh because we want the justice. And we want it to be what we want it to be. And so we need to be aware, give ourselves permission to have a boundary that says, I need to walk away. And that it's okay to walk away, to communicate that you need to walk away. But to create space between you and the emotion gives yourself time, even just a few seconds, to go, okay, I'm really mad right now, or I'm really happy right now, to understand what you're experiencing. So number one, here's the first thing we need to do, is acknowledge the emotion. We need to acknowledge the emotion. So that means stop for a moment. What's going on? What just happened? Acknowledging it. We need to acknowledge it, not push it away. Because in today's world, it's just get over it. And then as Christians and believers, we go, okay, well, just put some scripture on it like a Band-Aid and it's okay. And we don't allow ourselves to acknowledge anything that's going on inside of us. If we have emotions, we saw Jesus have emotions. He had compassion. He had righteous anger. So we will in turn experience emotions here on earth. And so it's important to acknowledge the emotion that we feel. So take a moment, even if it's a second, to say what's going on. And then number two, we're going to identify the emotion. So the first one is you're acknowledging it. You're aware that something doesn't feel right here. Something doesn't feel right. And then number two, you're saying, okay, what is the emotion that I'm feeling right now? Are you angry, jealous, ashamed, embarrassed, overwhelmed? What emotion are you feeling? Number three, you're going to walk through this acceptance. I'm allowing myself to feel this, but I'm not going to be run by it. So let me give you kind of an example of my own personal life. Usually when I go to some business conference, no matter what kind of conference it is, I'll feel this internal lack of sometimes confidence, not feeling good enough or measured up to other women that I'm around. And I'll often feel that. I'll feel like I'm not a part. I feel like, you know, I'm kind of this outsider or I don't belong. And these are all lies from the enemy, but they still come for me. And I can still feel them. And so when I'm around a bunch of other women or at a conference, I first acknowledge this emotion. Am I feeling jealous right now? Do I feel like an outsider? Do I feel like a failure because I'm not doing everything that everybody else is doing? And so in that moment, I ask myself these questions. So then I'm identifying the, first of all, I'm acknowledging that I feel something. And then I ask myself and go, what am I feeling? And then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this emotion. And then I typically try to figure out why. And usually it stems from my past, childhood, things that the Lord is continuing to just work out of me and prune me of. And then I'm like, I'm allowing myself to feel this for this moment, but I'm not going to be run by it. I'm not just going to, even though I feel like an outsider, I'm not going to put myself in a position to be an outsider. I'm still going to go into community and chat with women and pray for women and encourage them. Even though I might feel this way, I will not choose to respond to the emotion that I feel. We are run by our emotions when we run away from them. I just feel like the Holy Spirit just gave me those words. And I feel like so many of us are just running away from our emotions. And that means that we're being run by them. Because we don't know what we feel anymore. We get so disconnected from who we are because we think that we have to be all the things. Or let's just be honest, we don't feel like we're good enough. And so we kind of put ourselves and we disconnect from the truth. We are run by our emotions when we run away from them. Number four, what's the emotion telling you? See, emotion is a symptom. It's not a root. And so we have to say, okay, here's what I'm feeling. And kind of like what I said about my experience when it comes to conferences. Typically, when I feel jealousy or like an outsider, I kind of feel like I start thinking about my childhood and my early 20s or the things that I didn't have, or I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I didn't have a mom and dad like this. Or, you know, I didn't find Jesus till I was 21. And so I don't have all this Bible literacy. And so I can typically root this back to those feelings of loneliness and kind of like an orphan in pretty much my whole childhood, teenage years, early adulthood, and through my 20s. And so that is me going, what's my emotion telling me? My emotion is not the root, it's the symptom of something deeper that's going on inside of me that needs to be pruned and reworked. And number five, we need to have a conversation with God. And this is one of the most important things, is that now I have to go and say, okay, here's what I'm feeling. And this is where we go, but what's the truth? So the lie is that time heals, that we're talking about today. But if we're talking about my situation of conferences and things that I felt, and this is just one example, is I have to talk with God and go, but what's the truth here? I know that I'm known. I know that he knew my name before I was born. I know these things. And I know that I don't need to please or persuade or convince anybody else that I'm capable or worthy. Because the Father sees in secret. And the Father knows my heart, just like he knows your heart. We have to be willing to acknowledge the emotion and have compassion on ourselves, which I'm pretty sure is one thing that we don't do. We give compassion to everybody else but ourselves. So let me read through those five things again. Number one, we need to acknowledge the emotion. Stop just for a moment. Number two, identify the emotion. What are you feeling? Are you angry, jealous, ashamed, embarrassed, overwhelmed? Number three, acceptance. I'm allowing myself to feel this way, but I'm not choosing to be run by it. We are run by our emotions when we run away from them. Number four, what's the emotion telling you? Remember, emotion is a symptom, not a root. And then we need to, number five, have a conversation with God. Now, I want to also express to you that all five of these things can happen within less than 30 seconds. I've experienced that just going back to the example of conferences and things like that. Whenever I start to feel like something's off, I start to process through this really quickly. Now, this is something I put into practice just over time. It's something that I work with constantly inside of my coaching groups and one-on-ones with women, is to understand this process and to kind of say there needs to be space between you and the emotion. But this can happen fairly quickly the more practice you put into it. And so it's, okay, I feel emotion. What's going on? I feel jealous. Why do I feel jealous? I feel jealous because I feel like I never got treated that way when I was younger. Okay, so I'm taking my past and now I need to renew it and transform it to God's word and truth. What does that really mean? And what does that really look like? Okay, God. And then you kind of, and I just kind of go into, but here's what I know that you say about me. My identity isn't in things or people or crowds or communities or ranks. I know that because of who you are, I get to be. And this conversation, like I said, can happen really fast. Or if for the first time you're just even getting in tune with your emotion or feelings, it might take some time. But I don't want you to think that it has to be this or that. It might take a process, and you only might get to like step one or step two. And that's okay. But what I'm not somebody that is just going to tell you to get over it. I'm not somebody that is going to say, here's some scripture. We're going to slap a Band-Aid on it with scripture and make it okay. That doesn't take away the experience or the pain or the things that we've experienced. Again, it doesn't take away the emotion. It doesn't take away the things that you feel to be true, even though you know they may not be. But in that moment, they feel really real. And so we need to be able to walk through this process of Here's what I feel. Why do I feel this way? I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to process it. I'm going to renew and transform it. I'm going to seek help. I'm going to get help. I want to understand this so that our hearts can become healthy, because remember, our hearts can't love what our mind doesn't think or know. Our culture usually says, follow your heart. Well, our heart's usually full of emotions, and it's very rare that, you know, our hearts are full of God's truth if we don't know what the truth is. So what's the truth for today? Time does heal, but it's important to note that time only heals if you are actively pursuing the truth in that time. It's time to stop running away from our emotions so that we don't let our emotions run us. Thanks for listening to this episode of the What's the Truth podcast. I'm so glad that you're here, but I don't want to miss you being here. So make sure you subscribe to the What's the Truth podcast, and I'd love to hear what truth that you're standing on today by leaving a review. Until next time, come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, where we can connect and continue to support and encourage each other on this journey to uncovering the lies that we believe to be true about our lives.